It is Wednesday, August 14th, and you are listening to this week's installment of Pink is the New Podcast by me, Trent Venegas, where I recap and comment on the last week's entertainment and pop culture news. It's been a busy week. It's been a long week. So this week's episode is probably going to be a little bit shorter than usual, but I do have some pretty cool stuff to talk about. So I decided instead of pushing it back a couple days or even skipping this week that I would still take the time to record what I have for you, make it as fun as possible, and see how it turns out. So let's get to it. Wednesday on the 7th, Disney Plus, the new streaming service that Disney is launching later this year, announced that they are going to remake the Home Alone movie. Now, those of you who may not know, I don't know if there anyone who doesn't know, but Home Alone is the movie from the early 90s that stars Macaulay Culkin, and it's about a little kid who insanely gets left behind while his parents go, while his entire family goes on vacation. And the movie is about that little kid fending for himself and defending his home from would-be burglars who are, you know, robbing the neighborhood. So Home Alone is one of the most popular and beloved and well-known movies of the 90s. And it's funny that Disney Plus is planning to remake it, if you consider that the entire conflict of Home Alone could be solved by a cell phone or an internet connection, which is so readily available now. Parents who would leave their kids at home on accident could just call their kids, call the police, call a friend to come help them out. So we'll have to see how this Home Alone movie turns out. But it's coming, whether we like it or not. In response to the news that Disney is planning to remake Home Alone, actor Macaulay Culkin, who's now in his 30s, posted a really funny photo on his social media where he's like, you know, obviously older now, and I guess he's like looks disheveled and he's in his underwear and his like stomach is sticking out and there's pizza and food all around him. And he says that he's available to star in the new Home Alone remake, which is kind of funny. So, you know, it's kind of becoming something that we are hearing about pretty much every week, that there is a remake of some such on the way, and not surprisingly, Disney is behind most of them. So another Disney remake is on the way. Home Alone will make its debut when Disney Plus launches later this year. In other television news, FX announced that the next installment of American Crime Story will focus on the impeachment of President Bill Clinton. So after FX launched the Ryan Murphy series American Horror Story to much success, they in recent years have launched another companion series called American Crime Story, where they reenact true crime or news headline stories like the assassination of Gianni Versace and the trial of O.J. Simpson. So the next one, the next story that FX will handle will be the impeachment of President Clinton. And the coolest thing about this news is that Monica Lewinsky has been hired as a producer for this new series. So that's pretty cool. I have a lot of thoughts and feelings about the Clinton-Lewinsky scandal that was like the biggest thing in the late 90s, almost destroyed President Clinton's presidency, and remains one of the biggest stories of the past, you know, generation, couple generations. Through all of it, Monica Lewinsky has gotten the worse end of that stick. You know, like, her name has been forever ruined. She's forever tied to the scandal. So it's kind of cool to see that she will finally be able to benefit in some positive way over what happened. So American Crime Story impeachment is coming to FX with Monica Lewinsky as a producer. So let's keep an eye out for that. That sounds really like something that I'm interested in, only because I would be very happy to support this endeavor of Monica Lewinsky's. In other news, Rocco's Modern Life has been rebooted, relaunched, the animated series from Nickelodeon, I believe. And it's already on the air, and millennial friends of mine are super excited that it's back and they're loving it. But what's really cool about this version or this reboot of Rocco's Modern Life is that it will feature a trans character. A trans storyline will be featured in Rocco's Modern Life. So much like the same-sex marriage story in Arthur, in the Arthur reboot, we have Rocco's Modern Life focusing on a trans character's story. So, you know, I love this stuff. I talked about it before. I'll talk about it again. Hopefully I'll talk about it more in the future as more of these stories are told in children's and young adults' entertainment. These cartoons are obviously made for young viewers, and the fact that the focus is on telling the stories of gay characters and trans characters says to me that while most aspects of our modern society and our government and this bullshit administration is horrible and shitty, that there are little tiny glimmers of hope that shine really, really brightly on some very good and positive things. So I am excited about this. I don't really watch Rocco's Modern Life. I didn't really when it came out the first time, but this is something that I will definitely keep my eye out for because it's something that I want to see and support because visibility matters. So, yeah. All right, last Thursday, Disney once again gave us our first look at the next live-action remake that they have in store for us. And this time around, they will be bringing us a live-action version of Lady and the Tramp. The first look that we got last Thursday was in the form of the first promo photo that shows what the dogs, Lady and Tramp, will look like. And it too will debut on Disney Plus, the Disney streaming network that is coming later this year. Live action remakes are all the rage. And if there's a reboot happening, 9 times out of 10, Disney is behind it. So there you have it. You know, hot on the heels of The Lion King, which I believe I just read has become the highest grossing animated film of all time. Previously, Frozen, the Disney animated film, held the record for the highest grossing animated film. And just recently, The Lion King has surpassed Frozen as the highest grossing animated film. So clearly, the Lion King live-action remake did very well, and because of that, or in spite of that, because Disney's going to do what they're going to do, Disney has decided to bring us a live-action version of Lady and the Tramp. Honestly, I don't hate this idea. I love Lady and the Tramp. I think it's a great movie, and I'm very curious to see how it turns out in live-action form. So when Disney Plus premieres later this year, we will get to see it. On Friday, Hootie and the Blowfish announced that they have a new album coming out this year. The new Hootie and the Blowfish album will be out on November 1st. And it's been many, 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 many years since the mid-90s that Hootie and the Blowfish released an album. Since that time, Hootie, Darius Rucker, has gone on to enjoy much success as a solo country artist, if you can believe that. It sounds like Darius is ready to hang up his cowboy hat and reunite with his Blowfish buddies and release a new record. Honestly, I mean, I'm not a Hootie and the Blowfish fan, but like they had some hits. Their hit songs were on the radio constantly, and I, you know, couldn't not like them. So I'm not a Hootie and the Blowfish fan, but I see the appeal, and you know, if they want to reunite and put out new music, good for them. I'm certain that the Hootie and the Blowfish fans out there will be very excited to hear it. So November 1st is when it's coming out. If you're interested, keep an eye out. Pick up that record. On Saturday, we learned the sad and honestly not entirely surprising news that newlyweds Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth are donezo. So Miley and Liam were together many years ago, or a few years ago, and they had a seemingly happy relationship. Then they broke up and stayed broken up for a while. And it surprised me when they got back together, and not only got back together, but got married. So when they got back together and got married, I was like, well, that's nice. Let's see if it lasts. I didn't really have a lot of faith that it would last, but I want to believe in love. I want to believe in all of that. And it apparently is all for naught, because Miley and Liam have decided to end their marriage, not even after a year of being married. So there you have it. Liam Hemsworth is back on the market. Miley Cyrus, too, is back on the market. You know, I don't honestly disbelieve that they love each other. It's obvious that they loved each other, but for whatever reason, they just couldn't make it work. Whether it be long distance or whether it be, you know, some other issue, it wasn't meant to be for Miley and Liam. So, a donezo they will be. Saturday night, and some personal news, I met up with my friends Aaron and Jake at the Wiltern, and we all went to go see Carly Rae Jepsen, and we had a really amazing time. Now, I haven't really talked about Aaron and or Jake much on this podcast. Jake is a newer friend. He and I met last December when Nine Inch Nails played their six concerts here at the Palladium. And Jake is a huge Nine Inch Nails fan, just like I am. And I've found that when you meet gay Nine Inch Nails fans, they are like wonderful unicorns that you need to hang on to. So it was a no-brainer that I'd want to befriend this guy, and we've been friends ever since. It turns out that Jake used to date, is still very friendly with my other friend, Aaron Parsley, who I go way back, way, way back. Aaron and I go a long way back. In the very early days of Pink is a New Blog, I was very graciously courted by magazines and newspapers and TV shows who wanted to have me, like, you know, appear on their shows or in the pages of their magazines or newspapers. And, you know, I mean, you got to remember back then, you know, blogs were kind of new and mine was pretty popular, and I'm very thankful for that. So Aaron and my other friend, Kara Schultz, worked at Teen People Magazine. Do you remember Teen People? They worked at Teen People Magazine, and I was invited, amongst other bloggers, to appear in a photo shoot for Teen People, along with my friend Sarah Lewitin, Ultra Girl. And I met Aaron and Kara back then. And the photo shoot was really fun, and we had a really great time. And unfortunately, Teen People stopped publication. And the photo shoot never came out, which sucks. But I did manage to make some good friends that day. And I hadn't seen Aaron in a long time. It had been a very, very long time since I saw him. So when Jake and I became friends, and he's like, oh my God, I think you know my ex-boyfriend. And I'm like, oh my God, you know Aaron, and whatever. So these two have seen that I've been going to Disneyland a lot lately. And they were like, oh my God, like, can we go? Will you take us? Will you be our guide? And all that kind of stuff. So I was like, absolutely. So the three of us went and spent a great day at Disneyland on Sunday. But before we did so, we went to go see Carly Rae Jepsen at the Wiltern. Now, you may recall that I got to see Carly Rae Jepsen when she started her dedicated tour back in June. She started the tour here in Southern California at the House of Blues in Anaheim. And I went to that show and I loved it. And I honestly didn't plan on going to see her again. I knew that she was starting the tour here and ending the tour here, so I could have gone to either show or both shows. And because I knew I couldn't wait, I decided I really wanted to see her first, early. So I saw her at the House of Blues, and I didn't really plan on seeing her at the Wiltern. But because Aaron and Jake were going, and they were like, you should come with us, I put my feelers out for a ticket. And a friend of mine, Grace, pointed me in the direction of a person who was selling a ticket at face value for that night on Twitter. So I picked up that ticket, and Jake and Aaron and I went to the show, and we had the best time. We got there early enough to get like a super perfect prime spot. And we laughed all night and sang all night and jumped all night and danced all night. And we had a really, really, really great time. So that's what I did Saturday night. And then Sunday, bright and early, I hooked up with those guys, and we made our way down to Disney, and we had a really, really fun day. That was another marathon day, just like Wes and I, for my birthday, we opened and closed the park. Jake, Aaron, and I did the same thing this past Sunday. They were up for riding as many things as we could, and I did my best to make sure that we rode everything in a timely fashion, all the big ones, all our favorite little ones. We ate, we drank. We took pictures, a lot of pictures, and we had a really, really great day. So that was my Sunday, or that was my weekend, actually. My weekend was spent with a couple of really great guys doing two of my favorite things, going to concerts and going to Disneyland. So that's what I did this weekend. Hopefully you had a good weekend, too. All right, now we're into Monday, when MTV announced that Misdemeanor Elliott has been chosen to be the 2019 MTV Video Vanguard Award recipient. So after far too many years of not being recognized for her amazing visionary music video stylings, MTV finally wisened up and decided that Missy is finally deserving of the Video Vanguard Award, and she will receive it at the MTV Video Music Awards this year. Now, you know, I mentioned in a previous podcast who was nominated and, you know, kind of like how people don't really care about the Video Music Awards anymore, even though, like, back in the day, they were fucking amazing, like appointment television and the best. So I don't even know when this year's awards are going to be handed out, when they're going to air on MTV. But I do know that I am very excited to see Missy's tribute to her. She'll probably perform. Maybe she'll perform a new song. And that stuff will be online as soon as it happens. So, again, you don't really have to watch the Video Music Awards anymore. You can pick and choose a la carte and watch the things you want to watch when they appear online as soon as they happen. So, congratulations. Much love to Missy Elliott. This honor is far overdue. But I'm glad to hear that MTV finally got it right. Brings us to Tuesday, when the news really started buzzing early in the day that Harry Styles had been officially cast to play Prince Eric in the forthcoming live-action remake from Disney of The Little Mermaid. Now, you may recall a few podcasts ago, I talked about the fact that The Little Mermaid casting caused a bit of controversy, not amongst me and my friends and like-minded people who are very excited about the casting choices for the forthcoming Little Mermaid movie. And even back then, I mentioned that Harry Styles was rumored to be in the running. So on Tuesday, the 13th, it was reported that Harry Styles officially got the part. And, honestly, I was like, cool. You know, I don't really, you know, the Prince Eric character is not that exciting. He doesn't sing. I'm sure they're going to, you know, write him a song to sing this time. But, you know, people love Prince Eric. I don't. I think he's just like a whatever. He's the only prince in any of the animated musical movies that doesn't sing, doesn't have a song. So, you know, whatever. Whoever plays Prince Eric, I'm going to be fine with it. I'm telling you right now. I don't really have a preference. I feel like a great actor might be wasted on the character. And an unknown might, you know, get some fame from playing the very famous character. So, there you go. It was like, oh, Harry Styles is finally going to be, has finally been cast as Prince Eric. And then, later in the day, Daily Variety reported unequivocally that Harry Styles passed on the role. So first we learned that Harry got the role, then we heard that Harry passed on the role. So I tend to believe the reporting from the Daily Variety because, you know, they are the entertainment Bible along with the Hollywood Reporter. Like, these magazines don't traffic in gossip. They traffic in facts. And you know, for a brief moment, it was like, yay, Harry's going to be Prince Eric. And then it became, boo, no, he's not. So we'll see how it turns out who's going to play Prince Eric in the end. But according to Daily Variety, it's not going to be Harry Styles. Some other news that came out on Tuesday. It was reported that Britney Spears earned like over $2 million last year from just the few performances that she did, or, you know, just being amazingly fabulous. But the other part of that news was the revelation that she made like over 80 trips to Target or something like that, which is so weird. Like, you know, because of the way that her finances are handled, like this information becomes available and then it gets leaked and then it hits the internet. But wonder of wonders, Britney shops at Target just like I do, just like you probably do, just like most everybody does. And while it may sound like, you know, going to Target, you know, more than 80 times in a year is a lot, to me that sounds pretty normal. Like, I suppose if you go to Target once a week, that's 52 times. And some people go multiple times for groceries or for whatever, and Target has everything, including amazing prices. So I'm a Target fan. Most of the people I know are Target fans. And very clearly, Britney's a Target fan too. So good for her. She made a lot of money. She spent some of that money at Target. And the world continues to turn. Who cares? Oh, I care because it's Britney. And it doesn't matter what the news is about Britney. I'm happy to talk about it. So there you go. Let's see. Oh, a couple more things. So a source, now this is not confirmed, but it's very exciting and I want to share it anyway, just in case it does turn out to be true. A source at Marvel claims that the Wolverine character will leave the X-Men and will join the Avengers in the upcoming Marvel Phase 5 movies. Now, this sounds plausible to me because ultimately in the comic book world, Wolverine is one of the Avengers. So there's that. Now that Disney bought Marvel and they're starting to incorporate those characters that previously were made by Fox into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, it makes sense that someone big, like a character big like Wolverine, would be one of the first ones to be brought into the fold and introduced into one of their already successful franchises. So, you know, with Captain America gone and Iron Man gone and Thor probably not an Avenger anymore now that he's joined the Guardians of the Galaxy, it makes sense that they'll need new members, and someone like Wolverine will be a welcome addition. Add to that fact that the Wolverine character was probably going to be recast because Hugh Jackman is too old to play the character anymore. As you may know, he played old man Wolverine, Logan, in the most recent Wolverine movie. And that probably is going to be his swan song. So he will be Wolverine no longer. So Wolverine will be recast, probably by a young, hunky guy with great facial hair, of course. And if this rumor turns out to be true, then that Wolverine will be folded into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, will join the Avengers, and will give a really, in my opinion, awesome boost to the Marvel Phase 5 movies. So this is like a rumor that I hope is true. I'm not like letting my heart get settled on it yet, as much as I love the idea. So we'll have to wait and see. But as far as rumors go, I really hope that this turns out to be true, because I would love to see Wolverine join the Avengers, because I think that he would make a great addition to that team. Even though Wolverine is pretty much a solo, you know, a loner, and this will be his second superhero team after the X-Men. Go figure. And the last thing that I want to talk about this week is that on Tuesday night, TNT aired the most recent episode of Animal Kingdom, and it is the second to last episode of the current fourth season. Now, you also may recall that I recently talked about the fact that I am a new fan of Animal Kingdom after a lot of advice from friends and acquaintances. I started watching the show and became super obsessed. I plowed through and binged the entire series as quickly as I could, and I caught up with the current season that is airing on TNT now. So last week was the first episode that I watched with everyone else after having caught up. And this week's, the one that aired on Tuesday, is the latest and second to last episode before the season four ends. And there's a lot that I would love to talk about, but I'm not going to, only because I hate spoilers, and I would really hate for me to listen to a podcast or to read something and find out some very important information about the storyline before I get to see the episode. So I will say that I continue to love Animal Kingdom. And the events that transpired in this week's episode left me literally speechless. I was left with my mouth agape. And I was like, huh, didn't really expect it. I can't say that it was a complete surprise what I saw, but I didn't really expect it. So there's that. I fortunately am still on the press list for some of the networks and studios out there. So TNT sends me like early screeners of episodes before they air. So I was able to watch the episode before it aired for everyone else, so I would not be spoiled. And boy, was it like a wow moment. And I really had to bite my tongue, and without sharing or ruining anything. So, you know, again, I don't like to be spoiled, and I don't want to spoil for anyone else. So if you are not watching Animal Kingdom, I highly recommend it. It is my latest obsession. I'm actually currently in the market for a new show, so if somebody has any ideas, please let me know. Because after next week's episode ends, Animal Kingdom will be done for the year. I am happy to say and to know that the fifth season of Animal Kingdom has already been greenlit. So there will be a new season of Animal Kingdom next year, coming in 2020. But this season is almost finished, and I'm loving it. And, you know, significantly entertaining things happen in this episode, and there's still one more episode to go. So that's what I really love about a show like this, that's written like this. They don't want to put all their eggs in one basket, you know, tease, 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 big ending and over. Like, I like that things unfold, tease, 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 and then they happen, and then big things happen, and then there's still another episode or two to, like, wrap things up. So, yeah, Animal Kingdom. I keep talking about it because I love it. It's my new obsession. And it's on, it's airing on TNT now, currently. If you want to catch up on it, you can watch it on Amazon Prime. And again, I highly recommend it. I'm going to stop now because I could go on and on and on. And I haven't really even really said anything because, like I said, I don't want to spoil anything. So there you have it. That's what I have for you this week, you guys. I know it's a little shorter than normal, but this week was crazy. It is my last week working on the show that I'm working on. My time with A Very Brady Renovation is coming to an end this week. So when I come at you next week, I will not be working on the show anymore. I'll have wrapped it. I'll be completely done, finished. I'm very much looking forward to what my next gig will be. But I do think I'm going to take some time off because working on this show since last October has been fun, but very tiring. So I need some time off. Take a couple days off. Regroup. Catch my breath. Maybe spend some time on making the podcast better than it already is. So we'll see. But yeah, so that's what I have for you. I hope you had a great week. I thank you all again for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying it. Even if it's like a little shorter this time, I did want to share with you the stories that resonated with me and made me really want to share the fun with you. So that's all I have for you. You guys have a great week. I will see you next week. Thanks for listening. I love you all. Okay, I'm out. Bye.